above the flames. Pardon me while I grind my weed.
Never been the same.
Grind my weed. Pardon me while I grind my blood. Pardon me. Pardon me while I grind my drugs. So pardon me while I grind my drugs. And it's people's mindless games. While I grind this wonderful bird. Pardon me while I take this hit. Wow, that is tasty. So, what's going on, everybody? It's time for... Oh. Oh, shit. Blue Nut Radio. Woo! Woo! That's the way to start it off. Don't get off till you cough. I already got off. Well, that's a pleasant surprise. I had to pick up, or, you know, as the kids say, I had to re-up. Is that what the kids say? I've been saying that shit since I was a kid. But I had to, you know, stockpile. And, my guy's like, oh, I got three different types. I was like, well, it's a special day. I gotta get that good shit. He's like, well, because I always pick up like halves, but usually I pick up two quarters of two different types. But he's like, listen, I got everything only bagged up in halves right now. I'm like, that's fine. I think he thought I was gonna get two halves and get a whole O, but I was like, nah, let me just get one bag of something. So he's like, ah, I got, you know, 100, 120, 150. I was like, ooh, what's the good stuff? And he said it was called cereal and milk. I said, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, cereal and milk. I don't want no fucking cereal and milk. He's like, you want this cereal and milk. Trust me. So I'm going to listen to the Ginzo. You know, this guy's like, you know, you look at him, you'd be like, oh, shit, the mafia's still around and shit, you know. Like, that's the way he is. He's that old-school Italian, New York Italian. Everyone loves him. Yeah, everyone likes New York fucking Italians. But people don't like the New Jersey Italians. Go fucking figure. So, I'm gonna remember this time. I keep forgetting. I want to see how much this motorcycle is. See how much it is. I keep passing it. But what's the special day, you say? I told him it's a special day tomorrow. Fuck. See? Oh, no. I almost flew by it. Oh, he's got even two Corvettes. God damn it. I love Corvettes. All right, hold on. Let me go around this thing. September 2nd? Mr. Blue Knots, what's so special about that day? Well, let me tell you. Well, it's not so special to the world, but, you know, it's got a little bit of a significance to me. I turn another year older. It is my fucking birthday. Ugh. Ugh. After like 30-something, 35, you stop counting. 39, you realize it, because like, fuck, and then 40 comes, you get super depressed. You know, unless you're fucking a billionaire and you're a smoke show and you fucking know you're going to live another 150 years, then okay. But Mr. Balloon Knots has not turned 40. Add another 4 to that, and boom, you get middle-aged me. God damn it, that sucks. I fucking hate my... I hate days today. But it was nice at work, right? It was nice at work. We had some of the ladies in one of the offices when I walked in after midnight because I was finishing up some work for them. And they were singing happy birthday to me. And it was very nice because not one of them could speak English properly. That's not true. One can speak English pretty good. The rest is horrible. But they sang very nice, and they were all very nice, and I liked that. That made me very, it actually put a smile on my fucking face. It really did. It really did. And then I got to see Sheila and her ass walking around. That was nice. Good. It was nice. I'm exhausted though because I had to do a marathon day today where I slept 3 hours, woke up and worked 20 hours. Woo! And what am I going to do on my birthday? Probably sleep and then go back to work. Some people are like, you're not taking the day off? I'm like, no, I'm an old man. What the fuck do I care? And so, and then another lady was like, oh, you don't take the whole week off? Most people take the week off. I'm like, no, it's not special. I went around the fucking sun 44 fucking times. It's fucking pathetic. You know, you want to make me feel happy? Tell Sheila to come to Building M with me at about 1 o'clock. And, that'll be a good birthday present. Woo! Oh, she got that. She got a nice bod, I gotta say that. But anyway, yeah, I'll fuck her eye straight, though. She got one eye that goes a little bit to the right. I'd fuck that shit straight. I'd stick it right in her fucking asshole, right in her balloon knot, right in her dirty penny, right in her tushy hole, right in her butt, right in her Uranus, and I'll straighten that eye right out. It'll go, the deeper I go in, the straighter it'll get. Oh, what's going on, everybody? I got a hit for you. I got a hit for you, 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 you. You see what I did there? I say I'm doing it for you, but really, this is like a birthday hit. Here we go. Happy fucking old fart fucking age fucking fucking goddamn you old fuck. Yeah, that's some good weed, man. It's been a while. Last time I had that good weed like this, it was when I got that legal shit from Massachusetts, and I did that. I did that weed friggin'. Not a survey. What is it fucking called? Whatever, man. I did like an unboxing and shit. And, yeah, it's been a while since I had some shit like this. That's not true. I always get good shit. You know, it's just because someone said, oh, I got cereal and milk. Ugh! And I'm like, I don't like breakfast. I don't need fucking breakfast, especially cereal and milk. That's not good for you. That cereal has got all that fucking sugar. That milk, that's not good for you. Come on, man. You know? I mean, maybe if you give me some of that whole milk straight from the cow's udder. You give me that cow udder and I'll do some of that nom, 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 like I'm sucking on a tit. All right, that's got to be fucking a little bit healthier. Would you shoot that shit in a bowl of fucking, like, I don't know, man. Like, I like Frosted Flakes. You know, if I'm going to have sugar and fucking, if I'm going to have diabetes with my breakfast, might as well friggin' do it right and give me some of that Frosted Flakes. They're great! Ugh, I'm a fucking corn dog, huh? But anyway. Yeah, if you're going to give me that shit, yeah, fucking let me get some of that cornflakes. But, yeah, this weed, what is it called? What did I say? Cereal and milk. I'm like, what? Cereal and milk? I mean, not for nothing. Dry cereal stinks. And, you know, it's even worse than cereal with water. Can I tell you something? Now, I told you I grew up in the hood, right? But my parents had money. You know, just my parents are immigrants, and they just wanted to be with their people and shit. So, you know. And they wanted to put some money away, so they didn't want to go buy, like, a giant house in an expensive neighborhood, you know. They wanted to go fucking to the hood and shit. So, and they got a little bit bamboozled with that because they didn't really know the area and shit. They didn't know what they were getting themselves into. But after I was out of everything, you know, out of the hood and out of school and all that shit, I kind of learned to appreciate where I grew up, because, you know, I learned out on the streets, you know, I had to take lumps, I had to take fucking lots of lumps and fucking bullshit along the way, and you learn things, you know, so I do appreciate it, but being in the hood, some people didn't have it as good as me, you know. I had a few friends like friggin', you know, Antoine and shit. You know, he'd be like, I had cereal, but I couldn't have it dry. So I had to put water in it. And I'm like, and I looked at him. I'm like, water? the fuck? I was like, why don't you use milk? And he just looked at me. And I was like, yeah, just fucking, why don't you just put milk in it? And he's like, sorry, I don't have a good like you. I'm not white. And I never understood. I was like, what, only white people drink milk? I didn't know. I thought for a while, I thought all black people were lactose intolerant. I didn't even know. I just thought they couldn't drink milk and shit. He gave me that look like I was supposed to know. Like I was supposed to know and shit. I was like, oh, well, black people are lactose intolerant. You know, it was like years and years later, you know, I was sitting there with my friend. His name was Lynx. That was his name, Lynx. It really was. His name was Lynx. His parents were ahead of the curve with that wacky fucking naming shit. And I don't mean it to be like that. You want to be unique. And I understand that. I really do. So his name was Lynx. And, oh, he must have had it when he was young. Oh, the missing Lynx. He's right there. Durr. So he was eating pizza and shit. And I'm looking at him in, like, disbelief. I'm like, wow. He's like, what are you looking at me? I'm like, man, you know, I mean, either you're brave or you're, like, you know, one of a kind. He's like, I'm definitely one of a kind. I'm like, yeah, I agree, but, like, you know, you're not lactose intolerant? He's like, no. I'm like, oh, I thought, you know, all black people were lactose intolerant. He's like, you know, what kind of racist bullshit is that? What kind of stereotype is that? And we used to always joke around with the stereotypes. You know, always, you know, because it's funny. Racism equals funny. It's one of the rules of comedy. Rules of comedy, racism always funny. Fart jokes and farting in general, always fucking funny. And I'm missing one. But anyway, yeah, you know. He was like, what kind of stereotypical shit is that? I was like, well, you know, I just assumed, I was told that all black people were lactose intolerant. And he just gave me that look. He gave me the same look that Antoine gave me. I was like, God damn, I can't fucking get this shit right. I can't get it right. Oh my God, what's going on here? What do we got? Accidents going on? God damn, get this fucking highway fake. At least put some fucking lights up so we can see what you're doing, you cocksuckers. So yeah, Link's giving me that same fucking look that fucking Antoine gave me many years before that. Like, I fucking can't win, you know? So, like, now I'm just like, I was all confused. So I'm like, no, well, you know, he was having cereal, but he was having water, you know, because he didn't want it dry. And I asked him, well, why don't you put milk in it? And he gave me a face like, you know, what the fuck are you talking about? Milk. So I was like, I just assumed black people couldn't drink milk. He's like, no. No, he probably couldn't afford the milk. And, you know, in my mind, I'm just like, oh, shit. Back in those days, milk was like $1.85 and shit. It was like under $2 for sure. And I was like, what? It's like $1.85. And he gave me the look again. I was like, oh. He's like, sorry, not everyone's parents fucking own a business and live in Brentwood. Sorry. And it ain't Brentwood like fucking California Brentwood. This is the hood of Long Island and shit, you know? So, yeah, I learned a lesson, you know? Don't assume. Stereotypes, leave it for jokes. And, you know, black people, not all black people are lactose intolerant. Some are, like, you know, every other person, every other grouping, let's say. And I also learned that if your parents are not well-to-do, you don't grow up with milk. I didn't know. Also, I didn't know you put fucking water in cereal. That's got to be the most disgusting fucking thing I've ever heard. I felt so fucking bad that I wanted to go buy fucking milk for them every week, you know, just so he could enjoy some cereal and milk. You know, meanwhile, they're naming this weed cereal and milk. Get the fuck out of here. Just name it like that. Icky, sticky, icky, fucking boom, bach, fucking boombastic. I don't know, man. Just something. Yeah, make it boombastic. Hey, this is that boombastic weed and shit. I'd be like, ah, damn, give me some of that shit. You tell me I got some cereal and milk and I'm ready for some fucking Fruity Pebbles and, you know, and some fucking almond milk. Yes, that's right. That's right. Almond milk. You want to know why? Because I'm fucking white. That's why. And white people have almond milk. And I just saw the new thing. Oat milk. What the fuck is oat milk? Is that like after they fucking do the oatmeal, they fucking save the water instead of draining the water out? It's just like has all that coloring and some like oat specks. And they're like, you know, just like pick some of the oat fucking specks out. I said oat specks. That's messed up. But you get some specks to grab some fucking, I don't know, some tweezers. Maybe you could teach them some of that ancient Chinese secret with that chopsticks. Be like, chop, 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 chop with the chopsticks. And then they go and freaking pick the little pieces of oat out of the milk, out of the water and shit, and then call it oat milk. That's some nasty motherfucking shit. I didn't try it. You know I'm going to try it. Yeah, of course I'm going to try it because I imagine that might be better than almond milk. No, well, almonds are good, but that's all they're doing is after they soak the almonds, instead of throwing out the friggin' milk, it's like, oh, it's white. Oh, the milk, the water. They soak water with the fucking almonds, and after like 17,000 days, and the almonds are, you know, okay or whatever, because, you know, they got to get soaked before you eat them and shit, that shit turns all white. They filter it with like a squeegee. Nah, probably like a, like, they took a filter from, I don't know, from my bowl and shit, and then they fucking send all the water through, and any little particles that came from the almonds stayed to the side and shit. And they probably, like, throw that to the fucking cows and say, here, eat this, you dumb motherfuckers. And that's how you got your almond milk and shit. That's right. I don't know if that's true. But the oat milk, definitely, definitely, you know, they got some fucking people sitting there with chopsticks and tweezers pulling out the little pieces of oats, you know? Fuck that, right? Not that, you know, putting it through a filter would be cheaper. No, 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 no. We got to keep people in fucking employed. Mr. Balloon, we can have unemployment benefits till like January. My friend, I could have got my friend a good job at my place. Decent pay. We could have bullshitted his way into fucking getting in there. And he would have been all right. And he's like, no. That motherfucker's going to sit home till fucking January and collect unemployment. And then when there's no jobs then, he's going to be like, fuck. You know, but, you know, what do you expect from Puerto Ricans? What do you expect? They don't want to fucking work. Fucking lazy and shit. No, well, he's not, but sort of, kind of. But I know a lot of Puerto Ricans that it's exactly like that. And guess what else I know? Lots of white people, lots of black people the same fucking way. It's like, let me get that $1,100 a week. I'll take $1,100 fucking a week. I'm busting my ass, you know, well, a little bit more than that. But, you know, I'm busting my fucking ass. I was like, man, let me take fucking almost a year off vacation getting paid. I should have done that shit. Instead, no, Mr. Blue Knots has fucking morals. Oh, shit. I got to put gas in the car for her. Fuck. Damn it. Yeah, but Mr. Blue Knot's got morals and shit, so, you know, he's got pride. Not even morals. I got pride and shit. So guess what Mr. Blue Knot's doing? He's working like a schlep. He's a fucking schlep, but it is what it is. Yeah, man, but yeah. I'm a fucking another year older. Fucking old fart fucking Magoo over here. Fuck, I gotta go put gas in this fucking car for her. She always fills it up for me. Why am I not gonna fill it up for her? That'd be rude. Even though I work 20 hours and I can't think. But yeah, man. Yeah. That's how my day is going. I got some of this fucking good fucking weed. I just friggin' left work. I'm still thinking about Sheila's butt. I just want to bite it. Just once. Just one bite. Go. And just fucking, that's all. I don't even want to do nothing else. Just bite it once. Just to see. Just to see. All right. Yeah, so as I was driving today, you know, I got to see some things because, like, I got to see some things. Is that what you did when you were driving around, Mr. Blue Knot? You got to see some things? Oh, how cute. Asshole. the gyms opened up, but like not all the gyms. Like yoga classes didn't, they couldn't open up. Some of those friggin', you know, those douchebags that friggin', and mind you, a good friend of mine is an, he's a douchebag that owns one of these douchebaggery friggin' gyms. It's like, you know, they take a sledgehammer and pound the fucking, a big truck tire. They freaking take ropes and fucking lasso the fucking trees and then try to fucking swing on them like friggin', I don't know, whatever, like orangutans. No, orangutans, they don't swing from trees. Who be doing that? Some of them chimpanzees and shit? Is that who be doing that shit? I don't fucking know. You know, some type of monkey. But, oh, CrossFit. That's what those douchebags do. CrossFit. So, yeah. So, they can't do CrossFit. The gyms, though, like my gym, they opened up. But, like, they taped off every other machine. And then you have to wear a mask or some kind of face covering while you're working out. Go fuck yourself. I'll put a bandana on, but when I'm huffing and puffing, I'm fucking spewing everywhere. And that's not good. That's not good for the corona. That is not good. Like, you know, it is a SARS. It is. Oh, you got to talk proper. Why don't you do it with the English accent? It is a respiratory disease. SARS-2. It's a respiratory disease. That was not English. That was fucking some retarded fucking Serbian and shit. If like a Serbian had fucking Down syndrome and he was pretending to speak English. That's what I just fucking did. Ugh. Ugh, what a fucking moron. Hey, I'm gonna blame it on this cereal and milk fucking weed. Yeah, let me do this now before I fucking go to the gas station and blow shit up. It better be open. I know, like, you know, COVID likes to party at night. That's why things now close all of a sudden. I live in New York. Shit stays so open all night, 24/7, or at least till 4 in the morning, you know? Have some respect for us party goers and shit. That looks like they're open, right? Speedway's supposed to be always open. Yeah, they got like that slave labor camp going on and shit. They're like, yeah, we're paying these guys, sure. And they look like they're in despair and shit. It's got to be one of those like fucking, you know, Kamala Harris friggin' work release fucking programs and shit where you get released and you work for $2 a fucking hour, you know? You get $2 and a fucking, you know, and a stick of fucking bubble gum for fucking lunch. It's like, here's lunch. And it's like, this is gum. Like, yeah, and what? You know, it's like fucking horrendous what they do to these people over here at Speedway. I swear, if I had any gumption, I would complain. I would call the news and the authorities and be like, look, slave labor over here, but, man. I don't care that much. All right, I just had to put some of that gasoline in the fucking car. But yeah, so what I was saying about the gyms, right? You can go fuck yourself for that shit. But, like, the yoga places did, and some of these CrossFit fucking places, they're doing it outside. So fucking, I grabbed a cup of coffee, and right across the street, like, and it's not even a faraway street, it's like a little side street. You know, and I'm having my coffee and my fucking breakfast. I don't eat breakfast, but I have my coffee. And my breakfast is some of this marijuana, but it wasn't this good shit. It was some, well, the other shit I had was good, but it wasn't, oh, is there no cereal and milk, you know, let me tell you. So I'm watching the yoga class, fucking ladies. Like two guys. It was two guys. There's always two fucking guys. It was a black guy. And that black guy is fucking laying down pipe on all those fucking ladies. And there was like, you know, they're spread apart in the parking lot, but they're doing yoga on yoga mats. And let me tell you, man, there was some really nice fucking butts. You know, some of you people would be looking at that, you know, like Mr. Lobo and fucking Uzi fucking Vert. They'd be looking at that black dude going, nice, you know, and I'd just look at those two homos, be like, yeah, very nice. But those ladies, there was like three of them was fucking banging. I wanted to go friggin' move my car to another part of the street so I had a better angle. You know, like I was looking at butts, but I want this now start seeing the front, you know? Wanted to see if they were going to get some of that cleavage popping out from that fucking shirt when they bent over and shit. That's right. I was being a creep. I was being a creep. And then when I looked around, there was two other fucking guys doing the same thing. Creeps. Creeps. What a good fucking breakfast, though, I got to say. Some coffee, a little bit of weeds, you know, and some yoga pant bendovers and shit. Like, God damn! Nothing like starting the day off with a little bit of weed, some coffee, and a boner before work. Woo! All right. But yeah, some of these fucking people, man. Woo, out there in the street. And, you know, and you can't be no slob. I'm going to tell you one thing. There was no slobs out there fucking strutting their shit, showing off. Nah, the slobs out there fucking walking and jogging like you should. All right, stay out of the fucking yoga line and shit so I can enjoy my breakfast, please. Ooh, it was nice. I gotta say, it was a pleasant fucking way to start the day. Let me tell you that. And then as I'm driving down the road, after I was done creeping out, I was driving down the road and, you know, up above, I thought it was road work. I saw some fucking douchebag. I was like, he doesn't even have a reflective coat and no hard hat. Why is he fucking sledgehammering the fucking road? What a douchebag. I was wrong. This douchebag was sledging a fucking tire like a fucking moron. You know, like if when you, if you gave like a little hammer and a tire to like a 3 or 4 year old, that's what they would do for like 3 hours. And that's what this dude was doing. Now, mind you, I understand, you know, I'm not going to sit here and totally pretend that I don't understand that that's a good workout. But you know what? I ain't going to sit there out in the street sledgehammering a fucking tire. I'm sorry. I got some fucking self-respect for myself. I'd fucking rather take that tire and try to lift it over my fucking head. Yeah, it's impossible, but at least you're fucking working. Try to manhandle, take that tire and manhandle it down the fucking road. Then we're fucking talking. Take that fucking douchebag fucking sledgehammer out your fucking hand. Unless you're fucking doing some construction with that shit. Knocking down some walls. Or at least lumping some motherfucker. If you're going to go by and I'd be like, what's the sledgehammer for? Billy Bob. And he's like, oh, I'm going to go lump this motherfucker in the head. He owe me $25. And be like, I'll be like, that's right, Billy Bob. You go do your thing. I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing. I don't want to know nothing. I didn't see nothing. I don't see nothing. I don't hear nothing. I know nothing. I do know one thing, though. If I'm driving down the street and I'm seeing you sledgehammering a fucking big truck tire, I'm going to open my window and say, douche, and then just keep going. I'm telling you. It was horrendous. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being so judgmental, but fucking no. Big fucking boo. Boo. Big fucking boo. Oh, you know what else just happened today? I know this is the little sports segment with yours truly, Mr. Balloonuts. Let's take a little fucking celebratory fucking hit right here for my Boston Celtics. That's right. I'm the owner of the Boston Celtics. It's my Celtics. I hate when people say that. Like, I hate, like, you know, we're just dumb fucking sports fans. And, you know, I'll just get into it with, you know, some other people. Not, like, bad. But, like, you know, football season and shit like that. You know? And it's like, oh, your Patriots did well. And I'm like, I don't own the team. I'm just a fan. You know, your Patriots. Oh, my fucking Giants beat your... fucking more moronic stupid bullshit. I'm a fan and I enjoy sports. I really do. That's some moronic shit right there. My Celtics. But I am going to talk about the Celtics because that's the team that I like. So they are 2 games up on Toronto. So check out my job, right? So my job, I do some serious shit. Like, I got to keep machinery, equipment, fucking all sorts of, like, nerd lab technician, nerd fucking tools and fucking equipment shit. I got to keep them all working, running well, looking nice. You know, there's a lot of shit going on there, you know? I gotta innovate sometimes, like safer conditions for certain things, you know, all sorts of crazy stuff, right? But sometimes things are just running great, and I got nothing to do, so I'm sitting there in my office, and you know what I got to do? I got to watch the entire Celtics game. That's right, I got paid to watch the Celtics. It was wonderful. It was marvelous. It was a good game. Like, the Celtics were sloppy. I gotta say, the Celtics were sloppy, but the fact that the Raptors couldn't do anything with the Celtics, they're done. It's over for the Raptors. I'm calling it. Sweep! Back-to-back sweeps from the Celtics. That's right. I'm calling it right now. Calling it. Bring on whoever. The Bucks lost to Miami. Imagine that shit. The Bucks, they were the best team, right? Going into the scamdemic and shit. They were the best team, right? Miami, come on. Who they got? They got Butler. And they got Kelly Olynyk. For Christ's sake. For Christ's sakes. He's got a fucking girl name. Boy girl name. Aha. Boy girl name. Your name's Kelly. Aha. Boy girl name. Aha. Girl boy name. Aha. That's what that fucking team got. And they got one other guy, right? Like Bam Adebayo. 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 I don't fucking know. I don't know how to pronounce his name. What do I look like? A fucking, I don't know, a person that knows how to say names? What do I look like? A fucking, no, even teachers always got it wrong. You would think a fucking teacher knows. My last name is, I can't say it because I can't dox myself. But let me just say something about my name. Like, you say it one way, like you read it one way, but you say it another way. And it's commonly known around the world. And a teacher says, and I would never respond. It would say my first name. I'm like, oh, that's my first name, but that's not my last name. That would correct it, and then the teacher would look at me. I'd be like, this fucking state capitals and country capitals named after my last name. The supermodels with the same last name as me. The fuck out of here. The fuck is wrong with these people? A teacher. Fucking assholes. Don't even know how to pronounce it. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, that's right. I was thinking about this. Oh, fucking teachers. Ugh. That's why I never paid attention to school. I would look at these fucking bozos. I told you. I told everyone this from fucking day one. I said two things. One, this is the most unprofessional podcast ever. My only goal is to try to make you laugh. Or maybe make you think. Probably y'all just fucking puking. I don't know. Be like, ugh, this fucking horse shit being raped. This guy's raping my ears and shit, and then you puke and shit. But I said fucking two things. One, this is the most unprofessional podcast ever. Two, I see through bullshit. I see through bullshit. I always see around the fucking curtain. Even when I was a little kid. And I'd be looking at these teachers. Except for the cuties, because, you know, that's like kryptonite to fucking men like me. And when I was 5, I was a man. I didn't know, but I knew. I knew I liked fucking everything about it. I don't even remember. I don't remember my freaking kindergarten, my first grade, and my second grade teacher. I don't. Do I remember my third? Yes. Yes, Mr. Faffy. I remember that. So, no, that's wrong. No, that was fourth grade. Yeah, see, I don't even remember. See, it's rough. But I remember there being fucking cutie pies, you know, and every time I got some cutie pies in fucking high school, forget about it. Forget about it. I couldn't fucking pay attention because I was just looking at that shit. And then you would have a boner in class. It was horrible. But, you know, whatever. At least I didn't get a fucking period like the fucking dumb girls. Ugh, imagine that shit. Ew. I remember more than one time, girl getting their first period at school. I remember one of them fainting. They got their period at school and fainted. We were like, God damn, did she die? What the fuck's going on? And then, you know, the teacher had to be like, oh, go tell another teacher. Oh, poor thing. And, like, you know, the only other fucking people that knew were the girls, you know, like, they knew, you know, what was coming, or they already had it and shit. Guys didn't know shit. We still don't know shit. I'm fucking in my middle ages and shit, and fucking I don't still know shit. But I know one thing. When my wife got a fucking period, I go get her weed. That's the only thing that calms her down and calms her friggin' cramps. No cramps. That's how she started smoking weed. It was for the cramps, because she didn't want to take no fucking pills, you know? Because I don't take fucking, you know, I'm like against that pill shit, but... yeah. I see through the bullshit, and I seen through the bullshit with those fucking teachers. I ain't gonna listen to a fucking teacher. Get the fuck out of here. And that's how this all started. And I don't even know. I was probably going into something else. Who fucking knows? That's what happens when you're smoking this fucking high fucking grade, high powered fucking Uzi shooting fucking weed and shit. God damn, let's do another hit, because hey, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Fucking ugh. Sucks. I want to go buy that motorcycle, though, to be honest with you. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, yeah, the fucking Celtics winning game two. Yeah, I'm now thinking about, oh, yeah, that's right. I was talking about that girl boy name. Yeah, the girl boy named Kelly. That's right. I went through a fucking deep rabbit hole through school and shit talking about the Celtics. Well, they win. They won. And they're going to continue winning. They're going to sweep fucking Toronto, and we're going to wait for fucking... I bet you... Oh, imagine Miami beats the Bucks. Fucking Scamdemic taking down the Bucks. Glory and shit. They were on fire going into the fucking Scamdemic. And then, Miami. Fucking girl boy name and fucking Butler. Butler's no joke, though, but... Celtics going to the championships. Well, that's right. That's right. They go to the finals, bitches. They go to the finals. Put your money on it. That's right. I'm a fucking douche. All right. I'm back. I had to... I got home and I had to empty out the car, but I'm not done. I'm not done. Lucky for you. Or not, I don't know, maybe not. Just like, damn, I love listening to you because I get a few laughs. But damn, the other fucking 50 minutes is torture. I hear you. I understand. You don't understand how torture it is for me. See, I can't even say torturous. I said torture is like fucking, it's torture. I hate myself talking. Like, I really, oh. But yeah, sorry, I'm like now driving back around. And people around me like to, they like to exercise at night. They like to go for those walks at like 2 in the morning. I don't trust those people. I think they're looking for a good time. the worst. I know, I'm the worst. They're like, no, Mr. Bullenauts. See, unlike your fat ass, when you get home from work at 12, 1, 2 in the morning, some people are like, I still got to get my health on. I got to go exercise. You know what I say? Fuck you! Because I got to wake up in a few hours to go to work, alright? I don't got time for the nonsense. And it's not nonsense. It's very, very important. You know? Listen, Mr. Balloonauts doesn't say too many things that, like, you know, with sincerity as far as taking it serious. But your health, that's all you got, man. You got to exercise. You know, at the very least, get some of that cardio and friggin' stretching or something. Oh, just what we needed. Sides of trucks with LED lights for advertisement. Just what we need. Like, the whole side of the truck is an advertisement and shit. I mean, if I owned a company and I had trucks, that's what I would do. I would put advertising on there and shit. You know, fuck my company shit. I got my customers. Let's get more. Let's generate more cash. Ugh, that's just that greedy talk. All right. Hold on. Let's take another hit. Mr. Balloonauts is stopping by his friend's house because I let my buddy, hey cutie pie, I let my buddy a fishing rod for the beach Yeah, I'm as Blue Knots does. You know, everything's got to be big and long. I'm a size queen. So I have a good surf caster. And yeah, he wanted to borrow it because he was going to some beach. I forgot what he said he was going. But of course, you know, that's the one thing, man. You're friends with me, fucking you could borrow just about everything that I have. Just about. There's a few things that's like, you know, nah. But the fishing pole is definitely one of them. I even gave him, like, a bunch of my, not plugs, but I have, like, these lures that mimic fish. They mimic a fish that's a little bit hurt. And, man, these fish, they come for it, man. They come for it. But the problem is once they get bit once, they're no good. It's got, like, a jelly tail. And they were expensive when I bought them. I don't know if they're cheaper now, but years ago I bought, like, I bought a whole shit ton. I spent, like, $100 on lures and shit one year. And I have a whole bunch. I still have, like, another 25, 50. It'll last me another couple of years. Especially the way I go fishing. I haven't gone once this year, which I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed. It's still young. It's still early. The year's still fishing season for this fall part. You know, late summer. It's here. Man, I can't talk. That fucking weed makes me not talk. I lose my concentration while I'm talking. God damn, let's take another hit. I lose my concentration momentarily, and I forget how to talk. That's how good this weed is. That cereal and milk. Get the fuck out of here. That's good shit. Fucking asshole. So, you know how I say I'm the flip-flop kid. I'm the flip-flop king. I got to go back a year. I got to go back to about a year ago. I went to Alabama. Sweet home Alabama. I went over there to that Alabama. And I had for the first time that Popeye's chicken sandwich. Now, mind you, this was during that crazy time. You think this freaking COVID shit's crazy. Do you guys remember the fucking people dying over Popeye's chicken sandwich a years ago? Oh, my God. A years ago. Did you hear how I said that? Instead of a year or many years ago, I said a years ago. Oh, the worst. A year ago, when I went to Alabama, I had me my first Popeye's chicken sandwich, and it sucked. I told you, it was like not even a top-tier chicken sandwich. Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you how wrong Mr. Blue Knots is. That chicken sandwich, that Popeye's chicken sandwich. God damn, that is good. It is the best, the number one chicken sandwich out there. Yes, it beats that fish fillet. Yes, it beats that Wendy's fucking ginger with freckles fucking chicken sandwich that they got over there. You know, and don't even put, yo, McDonald's got the worst of everything, except for their fries. Their fries with their 17 chemicals in there. Yeah, I know I'm getting cancer with every bite. Yeah, I know I'm killing myself with every fucking fry I put in my fat fucking mouth. But goddamn, they got them good fries, man. I don't give a shit. You get a McDonald's hot fries with salt. Woo! Everyone go fuck their mothers with everything else. I like other fries. Don't get me wrong. Give me some of that Five Guys fries. Give me some of that. Man. Five Guys is good. I mean, there's other ones, right? There's even Checkers fries. Hey, let me tell you something. Even Popeye's fries is better than, like, Burger King fries and Wendy's fries. Those fucking things suck. Fuck them. But they got better burgers than McDonald's. All McDonald's got is a fucking fry. You know, I'll give them that breakfast sandwiches and shit. They probably have that breakfast game on point, minus those hotcakes. Fuck those little frisbees. Someone gives me a hot cake from McDonald's, I'm fucking going to play frisbee with them. All right, here, catch. Catch. And odds are it's not going to fall apart. It's going to fucking float in the air, spin, and then you're going to catch it, and maybe like three crumbs will fucking fall, and that's it. They keep that shit together with some Gorilla Glue and shit. You know they be doing some nefarious shit. You know, it's like horse cum, which is probably why Lobo loves McDonald's fucking hotcakes. He fucking eats them a dozen at a time. He stacks them. You know, you ever see those fucking, like, cartoons where they stack the hotcakes, like, you know, pancakes? You know, let's call it what it really is. It's supposed to be pancakes, but since they're not really, like, any food, it's just, like, horse cum and, like, breadcrumbs. And they mix it all together. They might add, like, you know, a little bit of, well, you know, they add sugar because, you know, they got to hide that horse cum taste that Lobo friggin', what he prefers, you know. He don't like that sugar. But it's all right. It's all right. You know, it's still horse cum, so he's okay with it. Even with the 5 pounds of sugar that they add in there. And then they add a little bit of, like, some kind of something, probably, like, a little bit of flour, and then they mix it all together, and they call it a hot cake and shit. I call it a frisbee. You know what I mean? So, you know, like, I can't go frisbee with Lobo, because you ever go frisbeeing with a dog, and the dog catches it with his mouth? Like, you know, normal people play frisbee, and they catch it with their hands, you know, with their hands. Not Lobo. He catches it with his mouth, and then he eats it. He don't even hold it. He just, like, swallows it like a dog would. He's like, omp, 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 and he eats it and shit, and then we can't play frisbee no more. You know, it's kind of annoying, so that's why I don't invite him over to the park anymore after McDonald's breakfast with the gang. Nah, nah, you know? Like, oh, where's Lobo? It's like, nah, nah. It's no fun, you know, trying to play frisbee over here and he's fucking, you know, eating it. It's no fun, it's no fun. I can't do it. Let's take this in. But, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, Popeye's chicken sandwich, the best. You can only eat one, though. I'm a fat bastard. I could eat two. But after you eat two, it fucks you up. I don't know what that Southern Cajun special friggin' spices and herbs are. But, you know, besides the crack, like, they definitely put crack in that shit. You know, there's some kind of heroin, crack, opium, friggin', maybe it's not, maybe it is a little bit of cocaine, maybe, who knows, it's gotta be some blend that they put in there, because that shit's so addicting. It's terrific, you know, but when it comes to a chicken sandwich, you can only have one. You have two, it fucks you up for the rest of the day. But damn, going down, the mouth pleasure is amazing. It's so fucking good. It's so fucking good, man. It's like you put in those friggin' horse cum friggin' hotcakes in front of Lobo. He can't help himself. It's too fucking good, you know? He just fucking eagerly eats it all. That's how I am with a Popeye's chicken sandwich, you know? Give me one of those fucking things. Second to none. So, I'm flip-flopping and now putting Popeye's from the bottom of the list, and I'm spinning the whole chart upside down. I'm too lazy to cross it out and rewrite it on top. I'm just gonna flip it upside down. The only time that I will digress and go back to my original decision is if I'm in Alabama. Let me tell you something, Alabama. You might be down in the South, but you ain't know how to make that South fucking Louisiana Southern crispy chicken and shit. You know, not in a sandwich form. But then it is Alabama. It probably blows their mind. They're like, chicken? Sandwich? And their brains blow up and shit because they can't even freaking, they can't even imagine putting chicken inside of a fucking two buns. They couldn't even do it. They couldn't even imagine that shit. It's like magic. You know, it's like when the Popeye's chicken sandwich first came in Alabama, they're like, what is this wizardry? And then, you know, and they burned down a few Popeye's and shit. It wasn't in the news because it's Alabama. They're just like, eh. You know, there's Alabama again, burning down fucking Southern chicken places. What'd they do this time? Oh, they introduced a chicken sandwich, you know, and people aren't surprised. It's like, oh, it's Alabama. What do you expect? What do you expect? Hey, go fuck your mother, asshole. Fuck your mother. Fuck your mother. I did have my blinker on, so fuck you. Also, it's a 15, 20 mile an hour fucking road. Where you going? That's so fucking fast at 2:30 in the fucking morning. Get the fuck out of you assholes. All right, give me a second. Let me go get my fishing pole. Let me see. Oh, there. Yo, his fucking wife is so fucking nosy. You're pulling into someone's fucking driveway at fucking 2 something in the morning. What do you mean she's nosy? She knows I'm coming. Does she want to flash me? Please don't. She's not a looker at all. All right, be right. Fucking hilarious. You know? this is just me. If I borrowed something from somebody, right? And, you know, not the obvious, you know, if you break it, you fuck it up, you know, you'll replace it, whatever. That's not what happened here. But the line is all fucking fucked up. Like, the line is all fucked up. It's fucking crazy. Like, the fishing line is not, he didn't reel it in. Like, I don't know, what the fuck did he do? Like, I'm trying to picture him, because, like, I've been fishing since, there might be one of my first memories, one of my oldest memories is definitely fishing. Like, waking up at 4:30 in the morning, going fishing like that. That's, like, implanted in my psyche and shit. Just the whole going, climbing rocks and out the smell of the ocean and freaking putting worms. My father would put those, not blood worms, sand worms. Like they had the little, pincers that would come out and they would try to bite you and shit while you fucking, you know, killing them basically. So, you know, you can't be mad at them. But, he would use those freaking things. And I don't know, man. It's like one of my earliest memories. But I remember, you know, even whatever, you're not fishing for a while or you're fishing in a new place where the waves are coming in strong and you get your line tangled up because it gets too loose and this and that, you know, if you don't keep that line tight, it's going to get fucked up when you're reeling that shit in. I understand. I'm trying to picture what this guy did fucking. What the hell? The line, it's like, it's all fucked up. And it's like, I started pulling some of it out. Because, you know, no big deal. I'll pull out 20, 30 fucking, I mean, how far did he fucking cast? It's a big one. I'll cast fucking, I'm not even going to lie, you know, over 50 yards. Like, easy. I know that sounds like, but not with these fucking rods, man. You have a friggin' a nice sinker at the end. I'm going to fucking make this fly further than that. Like, further than any long fucking field goal from fucking the NFL football and shit, you know? I don't know. Maybe. But don't forget, this is me, and I'm a fucking idiot, so, you know, whatever. But the line's everywhere. I started pulling, because I was just going to cut it and throw it in this garbage pail. I kept pulling it. I cut it, and there's still so much shit. Like, what the fuck did he do? What, did he fucking walk down the beach with the fucking thing open? And I don't understand. With the reel open? I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, he left, and I was saying, now, this is me. Yeah, of course, I'd pay for a new spin job or whatever, you know, whatever they call for, you know. No, don't get excited and say a rim job. I'm not into that fucking shit, you know. But you take it to the fucking, to the bait and tackle place right here on Long Island. They're in every fucking town. They're everywhere. And you give them the reel, and they professionally spin it on. It's fucking 10, 15 bucks, 20, 25 bucks, whatever it is. You give it to him, just say, match this up. He knows better than you and me. I mean, my friend was nice. He left 20 bucks. He says, I'm sorry. He wrote a little note, sorry. I just put the note and the money back in his mailbox. I'm not going to take your money, dude. You're my fucking friend. Fuck that shit. I don't even give a shit. It's funny. Now I'm going to see what the fuck you did. Now I'm going to yank it all fucking out. I'm going to unspin it all just to see. How far did you go? That's like 200 yards of fucking line, man. That's a lot of fucking line. Like, what the hell? So, I just wish I could have seen it. I just laugh forever. I want to go fishing with him the next couple of weeks if I can. Just my schedule is killer. Fuck, but what would you do? You know, would you just say, here, I don't know what the fuck? Would you give it to me with no, you know? Like, well, I don't know, what would you do? Like, I don't want no one spinning it on because it goes loose. You know, I want that machine to do it. The machine does it. Nice. That's right, Mr. Fancy Pants, Mr. Balloon Knots. That's right, like a gentleman. Even when I'm fishing, I want that machine fucking spun on that shit. You know, why not? Yeah, I could do it. It's not like I've never spun a fucking reel on my rod before from friggin' fishing line. I've done that many a time. And, you know, and you had to do it like a true professional. A true professional? Oh, my gosh. I'm too tired for this shit. I'm sorry, people. You have to do it like a true professional fisherman. I can cut that out. I'm not going to cut it out. I'm going to leave it there. So when I'm going through, did you hear this, Mr. fucking editor? Fucking Blue Knot God up there that edits and friggin' chops out some good shit, don't chop this shit out. That's what you get for being a fucking, I don't know, a piece of shit there. And I'm not even, like, I don't even say that anymore. I don't look in the mirror and call myself a piece of shit. But to be a true professional old school fisherman, you got to use your feet too, you know, to hold the fucking line and shit down. You got to step on that shit to give it a little bit of, you know, you got to give it a little resistance as you're pulling that shit in and re-spinning it. You know, I had an uncle that would friggin', because he would, like, throw it in the water and let the waves take it. He would let the current take it out. It's like a two-hour ordeal, and then he would reel it in. That sounds like fun, except for all the fucking, all the seaweed you would fucking, eventually the line would break. You know, I've seen a few times where the line broke, and, oh, in Portuguese, he would be like, oh, bendito, filha da puta, you know, like you just hear that out of nowhere. Oh, filha da puta, you know, what the fuck? You know, you're looking and he's cursing. He throws the fishing line, the fishing rod down. You know, the line broke. It's like, just fucking spin it like a normal human being. You don't have to fucking sit there for 2 hours and shit. Like a, you know, it sounds like fun, but it's not. It's fucking retarded, you know? All that time I'm trying to catch fish, not fucking re-spool my fucking rod and shit. The fuck's wrong with you? My reel on my rod. But yeah, just, again, lost my train of thought. This fucking weed, in conjunction with me not sleeping, woo, killer. But hey, I'm another year fucking older. I don't know, you know, it's just weird because, you know, I just think about double your age. Go ahead, double your age. Double it. Okay, that's how old you are. Not the double, you're halfway point at that. That's how old you are. Woo! Well, 88's a good number. If I live to 88, I'll sign up for 88. But truth be told, I want some of that 508 fucking miracle fucking pills and shit. That's what I want. Yeah, man, it might take me 500 years to explore this whole fucking planet. That'd be nice. Imagine that. Imagine that. You can explore the whole entire planet and shit. You can explore everywhere except for Antarctica, I guess. I mean, that's what I hear. I don't know if that's true or shit. I don't pay attention. They say there's an ice wall over there. There's an ice wall over there? Is it like the Game of Thrones fucking ice wall? What's on the other side? Why haven't we blown up the wall yet? How come? I don't get it. That doesn't make fucking sense to me. You know, and I want to know, you know, like, do I have to get my fucking sword and shit ready? Do I have to be all like going Jon Snow and shit and look for some Valyrian steel and get ready for these fucking walkers? Like, I got to know what's going on. I don't know nothing. I don't know what's going on with the fucking pandemic because I don't fucking care because all I'm doing is working. I am wearing a face cover. Oh, here's a cock tease for you for the next episode. I was talking to the chemist over here and he gave me an update on some shit. And I'm just going to listen to him. I mean, he could fucking be trolling me too, you know, just for his own laughs, but he doesn't seem the type, you know. But, you know, there's an update with the COVID corona. So that's, I guess, not so exciting, you know. And now it just, let's put it this way. I'm definitely wearing the bandit look when I'm out around a lot of people. Like, not a lot of people, like, in a sense, if they're around. If I'm going to be in close quarters with people, yeah, I'm putting it on. Because I don't want the after effects, you know. This is some spooky shit, to be honest with you, now, you know, not in the sense where you're gonna die now, but, you know, there's people that are asymptomatic, that they were asymptomatic, rather, they didn't show any, they didn't even know they were sick or anything like that, you know, but they have the antibodies, and they have an, all of a sudden, like, scar tissues in the lungs, inflammation in the heart, you know, just the loss of scent all of a sudden, you know, now months later, instead of where people were getting sick and losing their friggin' loss of smell, like the guy I work with, you know, he can only smell a little bit still, you know, like he smells when I microwave the shit that I barbecue, that I grill outside, it still gets that smoky fucking smell when you microwave it and shit, if you know what you're doing, like myself. That's right, there's even an art. That's right, there's an art to microwaving fucking food. And I hate microwaves. I don't trust them, but I have no other choice right now at work. But yeah, I mean, like, people are just like having some after effects, and they're all different. And when you're talking about all sorts of different shit, hey, you want to take the vaccine? That's nice, because that vaccine is not going to work with the strain that's in India, because India has a whole different strain. Like, what the fuck? So, yeah, I'm just going to stick with my original gut feeling. This big old gut, and this gut is big, let me tell you. And this gut, it's 99.9% right all the fucking time. So, this was, you know, whatever, accidental release, whatever. This is definitely biological. You know, just the fact that there's a strain in there that looks like it was spliced in. Now, I don't know what that fucking means, but when a chemist, when a biologist, you know, like these nerd lab people and shit, when they're telling you that, it just doesn't, you know, it's just odd. You know, yeah, things happen in nature all the time. Things do happen. But, you know, it's weird. This is all weird, Mr. fucking Wuhan shit. So, whatever. I remember what I said that first time, too. You know, for the government to be acting the way they are, there has to be more than meets the eye. There has to be. There has to be. And, you know, and that's exactly what it seems. Damn, I made the wrong fucking left. You hear there's a lot of traffic out here, right? This is fucking New York at fucking 3 o'clock in the fucking morning. Everyone's starting to wake up. Wake up! Put on a little makeup. All right, everyone. I know when to bow out, you know, which is should have been 15 minutes ago. Thank you for listening to me. And, of course, as always, I'm going to hop back on with the top 5 fuck yous of the last week. Thank you, everyone. Love you. Yeah, that's the shit I like to listen to keep myself up on my way home. It's another day in my life. Last time I left off, I finished an episode. Woo! It is time for the top 5 fuck yous over the last week. Top 5 fuck yous have been brought to you by just me and marijuana. Feeling down? Are you feeling a little bit stressed? Do you need fucking, hey, fucking asshole, the fuck, I almost sideswiped me. God damn it. See, I guess weed doesn't really calm me down. Woo! What the fuck was I saying? Oh yeah, you need some stress. Do you just shout out like me? You just curse at people, oh you motherfuckers! Because they came a little bit too close to your space? Try some marijuana. It gets you high, makes you be sensitive toward people, and usually calms you down. Not in my case. I'm irritable because I don't sleep. We don't make me sleep. Marijuana is like crack cocaine to Mr. fucking Balloon Nuts. That shit gets me going. I'm ready to fucking run laps, motherfuckers. That's right. Alright, so we got the top 5 fuck yous. Let's make this quick because this episode was already long as it is. And I don't have many fuck yous. Now, I know there's a lot of motherfucking things going. Oh, you know what? There, boom, right off the bat. Fuck you number 5 is to the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Woo! That's right. Just like how NWA said, what, like 30 fucking years ago now? God damn, I'm old. Fuck the police. Now, I like the police. I know you're like, God damn, Mr. Blue Knots, isn't your family PD officers? Yep. But fuck the police. That's got to go out there and do that revenue fucking collecting for the fucking government, for the state and shit. Why are you pulling over that guy over there? What, for nothing? Get the fuck out of here. I understand for other people's safety. If it's a 55 mile an hour speed zone, which it is on Long Island. Long Island's 55 miles an hour. You go upstate, then it's like normal like the rest of the fucking world. 65 to 70 miles an hour and shit. But not over here. I see if someone's going 90, 100, you may have to pull him over. He might hurt himself, which I don't give a fuck, but hurting other people, that's a big no-no. Okay. But other than that, stop pulling people over for fucking shit. For fucking shit. It's bullshit. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Yeah, let's take another hit before number four. Shit. Fucking goddamn. Here's fucking, you know what? The top five fuck yous of the last fucking 5 minutes of my life. Everything's irritating me. Fuck the cars that I can't close the fucking vent. Why can't I close the vent all the way? I have it off, off, and off. I have it down at my fucking knee, and there's still wind coming up and stopping my lighter. What a shit lighter anyway, but still, fuck. There's so many other things I wanted to do I thought would be funny, but I can't remember any of them because I didn't get a chance to write them down. So, fuck you. Number three goes to my fucking pothead fucking memory for not remembering shit and being so busy sometimes not writing shit down and then fucking forgetting everything. God damn it. Fuck you, memory. Fuck you, pothead memory and shit. That short-term memory is going to shit. Going to shit much like the fucking, and I'm not going to say just America. America! Nah. Most of the world is going to shit. Oh shit, why are those two police officers in front of me? Look at them. They're in fucking, they're riding, they're like riding in unison. Oh, here's a police officer number three. Ooh, something's fucking going on. Fuck the police! Fuck the police! And that ties in with fuck you number three. Fuck the fucking governments of the whole world! It's all going to shit! It's really not, but these fucking governments, man, they seem like they're fucking tightening up on things. It seems like it. I know, I'm a paranoid fucking, oh my god. Oh, Mr. Balloon Knot, you're such a conspiracy theorist. It's so fucking amusing. Fuck you! Look what's going on! Did you see what the fucking, I do remember something, but we'll make that fucking fuck you number one. What do we need? What do we need? Number two? All right, but fuck you number three for real. These fucking world governments all around, they're trying to fucking, I don't know, man, get too much power. We need to push back and push back now. Hey, I'll lead the fucking charge. I'm going to be the first to fucking die, but I'm just afraid that I'm going to fucking die, and then the rest of you fucking pussies going to be like, nah, it's okay. I just want to live. No, I'm going to live forever, and my kids are going to be, in two generations, no one will know what fucking freedom is. You know, what the fuck? I don't want to be the fucking one and only person to fucking die. I lead the fucking charge. You know what? I'm fucking sick of this all. I feel bad for my fucking kids. The kids, Marty, the kids. You got to do something about the kids. What about the children? What about the children? Fuck you. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, fuck you to the world governments. Fuck you, number two. Fuck you, number two. Goes to. Good, really good, tasty Tex-Mex food. Oh my god, it's so good. It's so delicious. Why would you say fuck you to that, Mr. Blue Knots? Because it's so good that I can't stop eating it. And then, I suffer. I took the nastiest motherfucking shit about 3.5 hours ago. The nastiest motherfucking shit. And I don't know if it was... I know a lot of it was that Tex-Mex shit, for show. But maybe, like, I also, yo, Bubbo brought me a salad from Wendy's. And, you know, fucking Bubbo, man, please stop, man. I hate when people try to fucking buy my love and shit. I don't like it because it works. So, you know, I just get soft-hearted, especially, you know, I've said this once and I'll say it again. To win a man's heart, you go through his stomach. Women, ladies. First, you got to reel him in a little bit, but then you want to keep him? You want to keep a man? You want to get him to love you? You go through his fucking stomach. You got to make some tasty motherfucking food. Tasty fucking shit that keeps him around. keeps them around. Now, when people be buying me shit for me to eat, it puts a soft spot in my heart. So Bobo fucking brought me some of that Wendy's fucking salad. And then he couldn't believe that I eat salad without dressing. I'm like, listen, if you don't have olive and vinegar, go fuck your mother. For real. I eat it plain. I like the taste of fucking vegetables. You know, I'm a meat eater. I be eating meat every fucking day. I'm a fucking savage. I'm a fucking animal. But you also got to eat your veggies, man. You got to eat some of those plants. It's very, very fucking good for you. So, you know, you got to do it. You got to do it, you know, and that's what I was doing. And he's like, oh, my God, you don't eat no, you don't have salad dressing? I can't have it without dressing. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, Bobo. But thank you for the salad. Thank you. I appreciate it. That is very nice of you. So today I had to friggin', and I had him busy. I had Bobo busy, and he appreciated it. You know, like, I hate the fucking guy as far as some certain things. And, I always said I could train a monkey to do certain tasks. And that's what I need. Because at night, you know, I'm a one-man gang. I'm a one-man army. There's two other fucking mechanics. There's two other guys there. But one is Bobo! He's only as good as his one fucking hand. His other arm don't really work too well. I don't know how the fuck he got the job. I don't know how the fuck he... And he could do mechanic shit on Ford cars and trucks. I don't know how the fuck he does it. I give him fucking credit. Like, I gotta give him credit, you know, for real. But he's fucking annoying. But I gotta train him to do the bullshit that I don't have time to do. So I just, like, said, fuck it, you know? I was like, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? All right, you know, you got to show a little bit of love. You got to try to bring him in, try to, you know, show the love. And you know, you got to try, and I got to try. I could train a monkey to do any job. Prove it. Prove it. Okay, what would Jesus do? And that's that. You know, that's one of the few times I do that. What would Jesus do in this fucking situation? All right. Let's give it a whirl. If it doesn't work, then, you know, I'm going to look on my other shoulder. Because, you know, I know that fucking the devil looms large on the fucking other shoulder. So, you know, it's a battle every day. All right. Ooh, another copper. There's copper number fucking 4. Something's going on. I'm in my car. Do I need a mask, officer? Do I need a mask? Fuck you. Just don't shoot me. These fucking cops. Fucking, at least in Suffolk County, that shit don't happen. But that, damn. But also got a get out of jail free pass. All right, on to fuck you number 1. Fuck you number 1 has been brought to you by me, Mr. Balloonauts, your favorite fucking asshole on the fucking podcast, Radio fucking Waves. It's not even Radio Waves. On the fucking intertube friggin'... Wow, think about that. They friggin' compress this into ones and zeros and then fucking decompresses it out for you to listen to. How the fuck did they do that? That's some magical shit. Are we living in a simulation? Sometimes it's like, wow, that's just some shit. Sometimes it makes me wonder. I don't think so personally, but, you know, how would we know? So why even think about it? Enjoy your fucking life. All right? Fuck you. Number 1 goes to... that fucking asshole governor of California. I don't live in California. I live pretty damn probably the furthest away that you can be on the continental United States from California. You know, I gotta check that, but I'm pretty sure the east end of Long Island, Maine is pretty far out there, right? Okay, but I'm pretty far away. Why the fuck do I give a fuck about that governor of California? That creepy motherfucker just showed the hand of Hollywood, the elites, the left, the Hillarys, and the fucking, all those fucking people on the left. And that's why, I'm sorry, the right is not that much better. And I'm sure they have their shady shit too. And I'm sure, you know, but right now with all this pedophilia, with all this fucking just sex trades and fucking all this shit going on that, you know, people are not talking about. You know, now we're seeing whispers and hearing it, but everyone's still kind of ignoring it. Nah, man, nah. This fucking governor, too, from California, what's his name? Newsom? Gavin? Is that his name? Gavin the fucking boy toucher? You think fucking Biden has fucking issues with fucking little kids? I wonder what this fucking guy, and this guy, didn't he do some creepy shit, too? Didn't he, like, wasn't he charged with like giving someone AIDS, like hiding, like giving someone AIDS and hiding it and shit? Like, wasn't it this guy? Like, this is some fucked up shit that, you know, we the people are fucking dumb because, yay team, I'm a Democrat, and I can't fucking believe that you would think the right is right on anything. Republicans can never be right. I'm a Democrat. That's my team. Go team. Well, you know, what about policies? I don't care about policies. What's right is right. Oh. All right, so you support a bunch of kid touchers and this and that. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, you don't, huh? All right. So this is why, you know, and I ain't fucking voting for no fucking Republican. You know, I'm betting that Trump wins, but I ain't voting for the fucking guy. You know, I hope he fucking wins. Because we have no other choice between him and Biden. And I don't want any of those creepy, motherfucking, kid-touching, fucking, creepy, fucking, sexual, fucking... And I love fucking sex, and I got creepy fucking things. Believe me. Mr. Balloon Nuts? Oh, I got some fucking things that I want to do sexually. Believe me. You know? But... No, Lobo. No, I don't swing that way. I know you got excited a little bit, but no. Lobo over there with his sex change and fucking, you know, experimenting. He got so bored of pussy. This motherfucker was King Dingling of Asia. Of all of Asia. This fucking guy walks around like fucking, like a god in fucking Asia. Asian ladies throwing their slanted fucking pussies at him. Throwing at him. He was in heaven. Lobo was in heaven. He loves Asians. It's his fucking kink. He can't get enough of them. But he spent a little time, or a little bit too much time, in some sketchy places in the Philippines. You know, and he met some of that, you know, young boy love, those boy-girl love things over there. I don't know nothing. I don't want to know nothing. I'm not judging. You know, hey, it might have been just a new experience for him. You go, Lobo. You go. I love you, man. I support you. You know, black power to you. You know what I mean? And, you know, and I heard you did that sex change, but you did not go through with cutting off the friggin'... the big spicy fucking sausage, you know? Good for you, man. You know, chicks with dicks, you know, whatever. You know, at least it's a half a chick, you know? You're like a transformer, you know? You go half and half, you know? You can swing both ways. I respect that. I respect that, Lobo. Good for you. I got your back. Don't let no one else tell you different. You're all right. But yeah. This fucking motherfucking governor of California passed that fucking law, or he's trying, or he introduced a bill or something. Something about, you know, basically allowing fucking pedophilia in one way or another. You know what I mean? He tried to back end it somewhere. Get it? Back end? Fucking guy. Yo, what the fuck are we doing, people? What are we doing? California was one of the greatest places in America. I used to frequent there in the 80s and 90s. I went to fucking... Well, I attempted to go to college there. You know, I attempted. But, you know, that surfing is fun. That beach is fun. And California women... Ooh, I wish they all could be California girls. Oh man, you know you like my singing voice. But yeah, since fucking like 2000 something, California's going to shit. What are we doing in this country? Really? That's really our best? Was Donald Trump? Like, what if we all write in whatever, man? What if we all did write in The Rock, Dwayne Johnson? What if we just all wrote him in? What if we just write him in? What happens? By fucking law, the Constitution, and everything that this fucking country goes by, he's the president, right? So let's all fucking write in Dwayne The Rock Johnson. All right? That motherfucker, you know what? If he's gonna, if I want anyone to represent America, I want a monster like fucking The Rock representing me. I'm all good with that. Why not? Why not? Get a fucking American Samoan in there. Might as well. We had a Kenyan in there. We had a fucking maybe a non-fucking American in there, even though that's supposed to be illegal and against the, you know, all the paperwork that we got. You have to be a natural born citizen. That's why we can't vote in Elon Musk. I want to vote in Elon Musk, to be honest with you. But can we say Elon Musk is the vice president? So can't we like do a Dwayne Rock Johnson fucking ticket and fucking Elon Musk and make that the ticket and fucking let's go? Let's go. I don't know. What do I know? I'm fucking stupid, people. You know, why do you listen to me? All right, let's take another hit. Mr. Blue Knot's got to be home. Mrs. Blue Knot wants her Blue Knot tickled, so I got to get home. I don't know if I have the energy. Mr. Blue Knot's fucking tired. This is probably got to be the worst birthday of all fucking time as far as, like, everything that goes with it, including fucking just doing nothing but working. That's no fun. Let's take this hit. But my wife and my kid, they got me a nice watch. I really like it. You know, I got to add a citizen's watch to my fucking collection. That's fucking awesome. I'm wearing it right now. It's nice. It's really nice. I gotta post it, but who's gonna see it on my fucking minuscule account? I guess I have to reboot my fucking account and start fucking over. Fuck you and your mother too. All right, everyone. I love you. Thank you for listening. You know, as always, I just ask the same old things. You know, like it. Give it the 5 stars, the thumbs up, the fucking, the boner, the fucking, the coochie coo fingers in the fucking pussy sign, whatever. Whatever you can leave that your friggin' platform allows you, do that. If you want to leave a comment, don't rag on me. Just either say, funny motherfucker, or whatever, or copy and paste a nice fucking recipe and leave it in the comments. That's right. I want recipes on my comments. I don't know why. Don't ask. I just think it's funny. I love you all, you know. Until next week, you know, have a good one. Be safe. You know, and remember, if you're feeling mad, aggravated, frustrated, in despair, you can hit me up. Hit me up, you know. Hit me up. I'll call you. I don't give a shit. You know, you're in despair. You need someone. You need an ear. You need someone to talk to. Call. Get a hold of me through Twitter, through the email, whatever. You know, I'll fucking call you. Yeah. Why not? I won't air it unless you want me to air it. We can, but I can't air it until after me and Lobo do a podcast together, because I promised him about a year ago. It's been about a year ago that we were supposed to podcast together, and it just never happened. More, you know, it's just that time difference is bad. My timing sucks. I suck. But we're going to get to it. But like I said, if you need an ear, someone to talk to, hit me up. I'll get a hold of you. I'll get back to you. Or, you know, or just remember this. What would Jesus do? I don't care if you don't fucking believe in Jesus. I don't give a fuck if you're not a fucking religious person. Maybe you're fucking Jewish, you know, and you're like, yo, fucking Jesus was just a fucking dumb Jew, had to be put down. Maybe you're Buddhist and you don't believe in none of that shit. Maybe you're fucking, I was going to say, you know, Muslim, but they knew of Jesus, because Jesus, doesn't he, like, show up in the Quran? Didn't he, like, make a visit sometime and shit? Didn't he bring, like, some fucking, you know, like, milk and cookies or something like that? Or didn't he like divide 15 fish and make 100? Did he like bring a tail and say, here's a lucky tail to the Middle East people? I don't know. But even if you don't believe in any of that horse shit, we know what type of person Jesus is supposed to be, right? This altruistic, freaking perfect person, right? Think about that. What would Jesus do? And then try doing that. If not, then you can call me. All right? I mean, my wife calls me God sometimes on certain occasions. Usually we have no clothes on and she's moaning, but she's calling me God. So I'll take that I might be related, you know? So, you know, if, you know, you can't figure out what would Jesus do, then, you know, hit me up. Hit your old Mr. Balloon Knot God. If there's a God of any balloon knots, it's got to be me, right? Come on, let me be the fucking leader of something. Jesus Christ almighty. I love you all. Take care. Until next week. Bye-bye. So long. Sayonara. Ciao for now. Quiz. Oh, actually, the way I sound is a queer. Ugh. We'll be right back.
just